the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名再次讲话。
Today is the seventh hour for this the Lord's Prayer.
今天是我们学习祷告文的第七堂。
This will be the last one for this the Lord's Prayer series.
这个也是我们查考祷告文的最后一堂。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9.
马太福音第六章从第九节开始。
Pray then in this way, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because if you look at the verse 13, but deliver us from evil. So today, the last portion of this Lord's Prayer.
那如果我们今天要查考，就是在十三节里面讲到说，救我们脱离凶恶。
Because for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.This part is a parenthesis, so I'm just omit this part, but not included this, the Lord's under the top portions.
然后在后面那边，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。这里是啊，我们就不会查考到。
But deliver us from evil. This is a desperate crying to God.
啊，这一句救我们脱离凶恶是一个啊很。需要的向神祈求的。
As we as a man live in the sinful world, to seeking for the kingdom of God, and this cry is a most crucial one and most important one.
我们住在这个罪恶的世界里，要向神呼求，这样子的呼求是很重要的。
If we cannot be delivered from the sin, there's no hope and no salvation.
如果我们不能够从罪恶里 被救出来的话，那我们就不会有得救的盼望。
So, but deliver us from evil is we have to pray every day, in this statement.
所以我们每一天祷告里面都要向神求救我们脱离罪恶。
Now, when you look at the Bible, the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
如果我们看圣经从创世纪到启示录。
This is a history of mankind.
这个就是人类的。
Also, this is a history of a chosen race.
这个也是被拣选的民族的历史。
At the same time, the history of sin.
这个也是罪的历史。
And we know that at the beginning, when God created the whole world, it's good on the side of God.
我们知道在刚开始的时候，神创造天地万物是好的。
But at the beginning, already the Adam and Eve they commit sin.
但是在开始的时候，亚当跟夏娃已经犯罪了。
So the history of sin continue on from then on.
然后罪的历史就一直的开始。
Until the Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
直到启示录的二十一章、二十二章。
When God created God prepared the heaven.
当神准备好天国。
For the kingdom of God for us.
就是为我们准备了天国。
All the sin and all the those who like against God and those who commit sin, they put them into the fire.
那些犯罪的都被神丢进去火里了。
They're called the second judgment.
这个就是第二次的审判。
And that is the entire history of the Bible, we can say.
这个也是圣经里面的历史。
And also the whole entire Bible is a struggle with man, the chosen race struggle with the sin.
在圣经里面，整个圣经也是讲到说。被拣选的民族 跟罪的挣扎。
And also the entire Bible also, God is the one only can help us, deliver us from the evil.
圣经里面也告诉我们说，只有神能够把我们带脱离罪恶。
So when you look at any portion of the Bible, any portion of the story you bring out, then you can see there is a struggling, there is a God's victory because God helped them to deliver out of the evil.
所以，当我们看圣经的时候，每一个部分我们都可以看到有挣扎跟神怎么样子把我们带领离开邪恶。
You know the Israelites, they were desperate when they were in Egypt.
我们知道， 以色列民他们去到埃及的时候是很悲惨的。
Egypt consider we know that this is a simple word.
我们知道埃及是一个罪恶的世界。
We know they cannot help themselves to get out of the Egypt.
我们知道他们不能够靠自己去脱离埃及。
But when you look at the book of Exodus chapter 1, they cry to God.
当我们看出埃及记的第一章的时候，我们可以看到说他们向神呼求。
So God listened to their cry.
所以神垂听了他们的呼求。
So God, in this time comes, so God choose the Moses, bring deliver these people out of the sinful world.
所以当神的时候到的时候，神就差遣。摩西把百姓带离埃及。
So all the history, you know, when you look at the Bible, this is all the story of the story about the sin and God prevailed the sin and also delivered His chosen people out of the sin.
所以整卷圣经我们可以看到的就是关于罪跟神怎么战胜罪恶，把他的民带离开罪恶。
Nowadays in the church in this century, this church is for the refuge than from the sin.
在这个现在的时代，教会就是罪恶里面的避难所。
We live in this world that the sin always around us.
我们住在这个世界里面，罪恶都是围绕着我们。
We are not strong enough to against the sin.
我们没有力量去对抗罪恶。
But church is to be the shelter for us to safe place.To secure our salvation away from the sin.
但是教会就成了我们脱离罪恶的避难所。
So this is a desperate. We as a Christians, we have to be aware of sin. We have to ask God to deliver us from the sin.
所以这个也是作为基督徒的我们要求神把救我们脱离罪恶。
In some century, early century, that the people, they think they want to keep purity themselves. So away from the city and away from the world.
在古代的时候，有很多人，他们为了要成为圣洁，所以他们就离开城市。
And they built a monastery there to they want to separate from the world. They only want to every day they do is to pray and meditate the word of God, things like that. Why do they can trying to do their best to clean themselves away from evil?
他们在教外建了一些寺院，在里面修行、祷告，这样子以为可以就能够远离罪恶。
But that is not the God's way, then the human way to try to do the best, but it didn't work.
这个却，但是他们所做的却不是神的方法，而是他们自己所做的方法，所以也不能够成功。
Because we know everywhere we go, so if there's no people, doesn't mean that we do not commit sin.
因为我们知道，就算我们去到一个地方没有人的话，也不一定代表我们不会犯罪。
Because human itself, the own nature have a sinful nature.
因为我们每一个人的本性就有罪。
Bible clearly tells us that.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
So even though we are isolated from the world.
虽然我们远离世界。
Because we bring our own heart and our mind.
但是我们却是带着我们的心，我们的思想。
Still we commit sin.
这样子我们还是会犯罪。
But God's idea is to bring us to this world, to challenge against this world.
但是神的意思就是要我们住在这个世界里面接受挑战。
So that we can destroy the evil.
好让我们可以战胜罪恶。
By the helping of the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵的帮忙。
So we can say we become a victory, make a victory on the last day.
所以我们就能够在末日得到胜利。
And then we can inherit the kingdom of God.
这样子的话，我们就能够承受天国。
And here about deliver us from evil. When mentioned about the evil, we can think about evil, maybe people.
当我们看到这里的凶恶，有时候也可以指着人。
Now let's look at the Ephesians chapter 6.
我们来看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16.
以弗所书第六章第十六节。
Ephesians 6, verse 16. In addition to all, the taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming the missiles of the evil ones.We mentioned about the evil one.
在这里十六节提 提到恶者。
There are Satan usually to coming into us to challenge us through the man.
撒旦经常都会借着人来跟我们作对。
And also through our heart, the evil one. Anyway, that's also included. So this is evil. It's the one that actually always surround us and around us.
所以恶者是经常的在围绕着我们。
Because we live with the people.
因为我们跟人一起住。
We know that sometimes our own spouse to be the evil one.
甚至有时候我们的配偶也会成为恶者。
Sometimes our own children, sometimes our own parents to be the evil one.
有时候是我们的儿女，有时候是我们的父母。
Because Satan uses any time, any moments, when there is a hole, then use all the his tool, the people around us to attack our faith.
因为撒旦他随时随刻啊。都会用身边的人来找机会来攻击我们的信仰。
We know the famous story in the Peter, that he's the one faithful to Jesus Christ.
我们知道彼得的故事，他是对神很忠心的。
But it's not take some time, but right away he turned around to be the tool, the instrument of evil right away.
但是很快的，他却是成为恶者的工具。
So we have to be aware.
所以我们需要警醒。
And also, we have to keep asking to God to deliver us from the evil.
而且我们要不停地去求神救我们脱离罪恶。
And when we look at the Matthew chapter 6 here, the body, they mention the body. But deliver us is a body.
但是在我们看回来，马太福音的第六章里面告诉我们说，但是。
And when we can feel it that a body here is a very strong words that can telling us the great determinations.On this statement.
在这里，这个但是是一个很强硬的字。
Because we understand that when the evil attacking us, coming into us, that we cannot help ourselves, then naturally lead us in the destruction.
就是因为我们没有能力去救我们自己，所以我们就会慢慢的去到毁灭的地方。
So the tour to the evil, we need a certain strong determination beforehand. We need a strong determination before, in front of evil.
So, 在面对恶者的时候，我们一定要有坚强的意志。
If we do not strong commitment, the strong determination in front of evil, that we easily influence right away.
如果我们没有坚强的意志的话，我们就很快的去被跌倒。
Maybe there's something we can say it's okay, some portions.
有时候我们会。觉得没关系。
But toward to the evil and toward to sin, we should be strong about it.
但是面对罪恶，面对恶者，我们确实要坚定。
Then we can save our soul that way.
这样子的话，我们就可以救我们的灵魂。
Bible constantly warning us.
圣经不停的在警告我们。
You are not strong enough.
我们不是。不够坚强。
If you do not have a determination against the sin and evil.
如果我们没有立志的去面对罪恶的话
，You eventually yourself to be the prayer of Satan's prayer of evil.
这样子的话，我们就慢慢的就会成为罪恶被罪恶打败。
When the Judah, the one of the 12 disciple of Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣十二个门徒之一的犹大
，I'm sure because at the beginning he was faithful to.To Jesus Christ.
我相信他在刚刚开始的时候对主耶稣是很忠心的。
And at the beginning, Jesus chose him as one of the disciple, one of his disciple. He because he willing to follow Jesus Christ.
主耶稣当初拣选他做他主耶稣的门徒，也是因为他愿意去做主耶稣的门徒。
But little by his idea and his attitude to open himself for the sin.
但是他却是慢慢的去向罪恶开放。
Later on, he handled all the money.
慢慢后来他就保管那些金钱。
When he started to steal a little bit of the money that for the offer from others.
他就慢慢开始的去偷那些别人奉献的钱。
And this is not his money, but it's God's money.
那些钱不是他的钱，而是神的钱。
But since he managed the money, so maybe that much of money was okay.
就是因为，但是却是因为他。是管钱金钱的，所以他
就没关系。He never expected toward to the end, he's the one who betrayed Jesus Christ.
他没有想到说以后他却是卖主耶稣的人。
But we can say what makes him to betray him end up to be?
那究竟是谁让他 卖主耶稣的呢？
Because when we commit a little sin, so he just let the sin to open to coming into him to continually commit sin.
当他做小小的犯小小的罪的时候，他只是让罪继续的啊扩大。
So little sin coming in, a little sin coming in, he continually commits sin little by little.
所以他就慢慢的一点一点的罪这样子的犯罪。
I'm sure because nobody have noticed that much.
我相信不是很多人。发现到这件事情。
But toward today, growing up, it turned to be big.
但是慢慢的，确实变成很大的事情。
End up, he sold his own masters and Jesus Christ, God Himself. He sold with the dirty silver dirties.
所以他慢慢的却把他的主人主耶稣用30个银子卖出去。
End up, God doesn't allow him to be repentant, so he died pitifully.
慢慢，结果他神也不啊。不原谅他，而且死得很悲惨。
He didn't aware that how serious that evil coming into him at the beginning.
因为他没有了解到刚刚开始罪恶是怎么严重的进去他。
Now the church has a very important function.
在现在教会也是一个很重要的功用。
Many churches they keep open to all the people.
很多教会他们向所有的人开放。
In order to increase the congregations, they're trying to say it's okay.
为了要增加信徒的数目，所以他们觉得没关系。
They just accept all the trend of the world.
他们就接受所有的人。
But many denominations even accept like homosexual people to be the ordained minister.
甚至有些教派他们还立同性恋的人做教会的工作人。
But do not follow the God's way faithfully. But they start to selling their own conscience on the own truth.In the Bible, because of they want to expand, they want to increase the congregational.
他们没有真正的遵从圣经的教训，只是为了人数的增多而把神的话语卖出去。
We have to stand firm against this evil and against the sin.
所以我们在罪恶面前一定要站立得稳。
It doesn't matter how many congregation we can hold and end up.
我们可以。有多少的信徒是不要紧的。
Maybe end up we can have 30 people and 40 people.
或许我们只是最后得到30或者40个信徒。
Important matter is the church to keep pure that with everybody aware of the about the evil, so they keep purity of in the Bible according to God.
但是最重要的就是我们要根据圣经的保持我们自己的圣洁。
When we have this kind of understanding, then society they're also influenced by the church.
如果我们有这样子的意志的话，那整个社会都会被教会影响。
Otherwise, the church was influenced by the society.
不然的话，教会就会被社会影响。
Church should be the leading figure.
教会应该是要作为领导的。
Church is only we solely follow the God's word.
教会就是要。完全遵守神的话语。
Church and our own, our Christian cannot compromise with the sin.
我们做基督徒的却不能够向罪恶妥协。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Verse 22.
第五章22节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十二节。
Abstain from every form of evil. Here the apostle Paul says, abstain from every form of evil.
在这里，使徒保罗告诉我们说，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Maybe form of evil is it itself. Maybe maybe it's not a sin. Maybe.
恶事不一定是一个罪恶的事情。
Until really practice it and to get the consequences, then it's a sin, I guess.But this just form of evil. Maybe we think that the form of evil, maybe it's okay.
或许我们会觉得这些恶事是没关系的。
But then this is even if we little touch upon it, then it turns to be getting into us, then we lead us into the evil.
但是如果我们跟这些恶事接触的话，那我们就会慢慢的被带进去这些恶事里面。
So the apostle Paul here is encouraging us to abstain from every form of evil.
所以在这里，保罗告诉我们说，要各样的事情都要禁，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Then it ask for us to be determination about evil.
所以我们要去立志，在 罪恶面前要站立。
Let us remember, we live in this world. We are not kind of compromised with the world.
我们要记得，我们不能够向这个世界妥协。
Jesus clearly tells us the water and the oil, the difference.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们跟世界就好像水跟油是不同的。
Our nature, we cannot mix up with the sinful world.
我们的本性是不能够跟这个罪恶的世界一起合起来的。
That's how we can distinguish ourselves as the children of God.
这个就是要让我们能够成为分别为神的儿女。
And let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们来看约翰福音的十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17, verse 15 and 16.
约翰福音十七章十五十六节。
15 to 17.
十五到十七节。
John chapter 17, verse from 15. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is the truth.Here's the last prayer. Then he said, I do not ask thee to take them out of the world.
在这里主耶稣最后祷告说，我不求你叫他们脱离，离开世界。
So Jesus understood that we all the Christians, all the chosen people, that we live in this world.
主耶稣了解到我们作为神的选民，我们还是要住在这个世界里面。
And also he understood that our situation is that this world is full of sin.
他也了解到这个世界是充满罪恶的。
But at the same time, he asked God, and he says, to keep them from the evil one.
但是他同时也求神保守他的选民能够脱离恶者。
And verse 16 is the explanation that why the difference is they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world, because we do not belong to this world, because this world and the his people is different.
然后十六节就讲到主耶稣解释说，因为他的选民是不属于这个世界的。
Verse 17, he gives us an understanding the message that how we can cleanse ourselves to away from the sin, sanctify them in the truth, thy word is the truth, with the word of God.
这十七节就告诉我们说，我们要借着神的道理去把我们成圣，离开这个世界。
No, we know that all the statistics in this world, how the sinful world in this, even in the United States.
我们知道在这个世界，或者是只是美国里面的罪恶率。
We know the many couple they got married, they end up that divorce is about even close to nearly 50%.
甚至离婚率也达到差不多50%。
And also those are married couple and they have they're not unfaithful to their own spouse is considered a very high rate.
而且那些对于自己配偶不忠的人也的这个率也是很高的。
And also those people are single, they have their own lifestyle, they want to enjoy their life, even do not get married, but still they want to enjoy their life, so sexual morality goes down.
那甚至单身的人，他们也虽然还没结婚，但是也是要在享受肉体的情欲，所以他们的道德观也是很低的。
I didn't bring the other statistic, but it's really, really shocking actually.
虽然我没有带这些报告出来，但是里面的内容确实很惊讶。
Since the morality goes down,
就是因为道德观下降。
It impact in our society a lot.
这个也是影响到我们的社会。
Whole lifestyle.
整个生活的方法。
And everything that it keeps on the away from God, own themselves suffering a lot.
让每一个人都在受苦。
Because it's their own consequences.
这个就是他们所做的结果。
Let us remember we are different.
让我们要记住我们是不同的。
And the evil and the God himself cannot get together.
罪恶跟神是不能够在一起的。
Let us remember we do not belong to this world.
我们要了解到我们不属于这个世界。
We belong to Christ.
我们是属于基督的。
The means that we belong to Christ means that we have inheritance of kingdom of God on the last day.
我们所嫉妒的就是说，在末日的时候，我们能够承受天国。
This is our life should be.
这个就是我们应该有的生活。
We have to pray to God.
我们应该要向神祈求。
And also, when we look at the prayer in Matthew chapter 6, there's a prayer that we can say, "But deliver us from evil."
让我们看回去马太福音的第六章，这里告诉我们说，救我们脱离罪恶。
It telling us that we explain to God that we are weak.
我们告诉 神说我们是软弱的。
We cannot do many things, but you have to save us. You have to deliver us from the evil.
我们不能够做什么，但是你只有你才能够救我们脱离罪恶。
We look at ourselves.
但我们看自己的话。
Indeed, we are not strong.
确实，我们不是那么坚强的。
We have to humbly come close to God.
我们要谦卑的去到神面前。
And ask His help.
求神的帮助。
This is our attitude.
这个就是我们的态度。
That's why we need this prayer in the sight of God.
所以我们需要在神的面前有这样子的祷告。
It doesn't matter how many years we believe in God.
不管我们相信神已经有多久了。
It doesn't matter how many hours we pray a day.
不管我们一天祷告有多长。
It doesn't matter how much we know about the Bible.
也不管我们对圣经有了解多深。
We are not strong enough to against the sin.
我们也不够坚强的，不够坚强的去面对罪恶。
When we rely on God, then God can help us only.
当我们依靠神的话，神就会帮助我们。
And also, let's look at the Psalm chapter 34.
我们来看一看诗篇134篇。
Psalm chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalm chapter 34, verse 13.
诗篇三十四篇十三节。
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good.
十四节。
Seek peace and pursue it. And here the psalm says, "Keep your tongue from evil."
在这里，诗篇告诉我们说，要禁止舌头不出恶言。
Many times we have noticed that our tongue is the one of the weakest part of our body, we can say.
很多时候我们会发觉到我们的舌头就是身体里面最软弱的。
Why every time that the society suffer because of rumor kind of things?
为什么这个社会会有这个社会会受苦？是很多时候就是因为有很多谣言。
Why many people they suffer because of people they speak ill of them behind them?
为什么那么多人在受苦？是因为很多人在背后讲坏话。
We know because our tongues we like to criticize other people.
我们知道我们很喜欢去。批评人家。
We don't like to criticize ourselves.
我们不喜欢批评自己。
Always we want to have a prove ourselves is good.
我们要做的只是要证明我们是好的。
But when we're dealing with other people, we know how to criticize others. We know how to find out other people's fault.
但是当我们面对别人的时候，我们知道怎么样子去找别人的弱点。
Usually come out as a result of our tongue to speak ill of others and to spread rumors and things this way.
很多时候我们的舌头就会讲一些坏话，说出一些谣言。
One of the weakest one is our tongue.
所以我们身体其中一个软弱的器官就是舌头。
That's why I pray to God, but deliver us from evil, the evil tongue.
所以我们要向神祷告，救我们脱离罪恶，罪恶的舌头。
Another one is our pride.
另外一个就是我们的骄傲。
Sometimes when we achieve something,
有时候当我们有一些成就
，then if we can maintaining our success in our life, we have to cut this pride out of us.
如果我们要保持着成功的话，我们需要把我们里面的骄傲拿走。
But many times we can tell the pride, the approach us, the behind us, the ready to take over ourselves away from this success.
但是很多时候我们会发觉骄傲在我们背后一直在接近我们，让我们跌倒。
Many times we think that, we can do something.
很多时候我们会觉得我们可以做一些事情。
And it seems like, I've quite educated myself.
有时候我们会觉得我们有很好的教育。
I can able to earn a lot of money.
我可以去赚很多钱。
I have very sharp mind.
我有很好的。
Whatever I do, it seems like everybody makes me to making money to make a successful in my life. So I'm kind of an able person.
我生活都很成功，所以我是一个很好的、很有成功的人。
Sometimes we do the church work the same thing.
有时候我们做教会的工作也是一样。
It seems like when the speech, then when we're doing something, then we can tell there's a power coming up.
很多时候，当我们做一些事情的时候，我们会感觉到有力量。
Somehow I can make a great prayer.
有些人可以做一个很好的祷告。
When I do something, everybody respect my plan and my things, so they follow me.
当我做一些事情的时候，很多人都在。 尊重我的计划，都跟随我。
And then next to us, there is a pride waiting for us.
但是在我们旁边，骄傲就在等着我们。
If we cannot control the pride,
如果我们不能够控制骄傲
，nothing can accomplish.
我们就不能够成就一些任何事情。
Even maybe we can accomplish something.
或许我们可以成就一些事情。
But this pride destroyed everything what we accomplished.
但是这个骄傲却会毁灭我们所成就的事情。
Pride is one of enemy and also the one of weakness in our human being.
骄傲是我们人类里面其中一个弱点。
Let's look at the Proverbs chapter 3.
我们来看一看箴言的第三章。
In Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7.
箴言第三章第七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes, and fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil.
箴言第三章第七节告诉我们说，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏主，远离恶事。
Let us remember, no matter how much we know,
要让我们记得，不管我们知道多少，
we cannot compete with God.
我们不能够跟神比较。
Maybe we do not know.
或许我们不知道。
It's not much big difference between the ones who know very well.
却是跟那些知道很多人相差不多。
God is everything.
神是所有的事。
Let us remember we are nothing.
我们要了解到我们不算是什么。
Let us always constantly remind us, especially when we are really the able person.
所以我们要不断的提醒自己，就算我们是有能力的人，
we have to be fear to God.
我们需要敬畏神。
And another one is our own judgment. As many times we make the mistake.
另外一件事情就是我们的判断，有时候我们也会犯错。
Let's look at the Proverbs chapter 4.
我们来看箴言的第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 27.
箴言第四章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 27.Do not turn to the right nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. He said, do not turn to the right and nor to the left.
在这里二十七节告诉我们说，不可偏向左右。
Man's nature is once we know something.
人的天性就是当我们知道一些事情，
then we forget about the other side.
我们就会忘记另外一边的事情。
So then we push us our logic to push us to do one extreme side.
所以我们就会慢慢的去做一个很极端的方面。
So they forget about the other side.
我们就会忘记了另外一边。
It seems like what my belief, what my understanding is everything.
好像我的了解，我所相信的就是所有。
When other people say something about the other side, but I want to do the other extremes.
但是却当有人提到另外一方面的时候，我们确实要走这一方面。
But if you look at the Bible,
但是如果我们看圣经的话，
many times this way of understanding,
很多时候这样子的了解，
pull us into the evil and to commit sin,
把我们带到去罪恶，去犯罪。
When you look at the Bible, the Jehoshua, when God encouraged him,
当我们看圣经，约书亚当神勉励他的时候，
always with the word of God next to you,
就是要把神的话带在旁边。
And God talked exactly the same way here, like do not turn you to the right and to the left.
就好像神在这里告诉我们说，不要向左向右。
So that way, Joshua, you can turn your feet away from the evil.
这样子的话，约书亚你就能够把你的脚步转离罪恶。
This is because our human nature, our own understanding has own limitations.
这个就是因为我们的本性，我们的了解是有极限的。
So it is important understanding. Try to open ourselves.
所以很重要的就是我们要去开放自己。
This is also part of humility.
这个也是谦卑的一个部分。
This is also part of wisdom. We can away from sin.
这个也是离开罪恶智慧的一部分。
Have you noticed that the acting of old people?
我们有没有留意到老年人的所做的事？
They're very knowledgeable people.
他们是很有学识的人。
They understand many things.
他们了解很多事情。
But they always hesitate to make decisions.
但是他们却是慢慢的去做判断。
They always choose the size very carefully.
他们却很小心的去做每一个
判断。But who's the one who take the side of easily, usually young people?
但是那些年轻人却是很容易的去做决定。
Because the understand the partial understanding, they think put everything to make the commitments to the push them to the extreme side.
因为他们只是了解到一部分，就把所有的事情、所有的心放在那边。
But this is also wisdom.
所以这个就是智慧。
This way we can, according to here says, turn your feet away from the evil.
就是要使你的脚离开邪恶。
No matter how much we can understand,
不管我们了解到多少
there is always a limited.
我们的智慧也是还是有极限的。
So we have to look at other people's side too.
所以我们也要看到别人。
So that we can make a right decision, make a balance out ourselves.
要让我们可以有一个平衡的决定。
So do not let us into the evil side.
所以不要让我们进去邪恶的那一方面。
And also, and now in this world, we live in the sinful world.
我们住在这个罪恶的世界。
Sometimes we are influenced by the world.
有时候我们也会被这个世界影响。
Our like a viewpoints and our philosophy in this world can influence our Christian life.
我们的思想、我们的观点也会被这个世界，也会被这些世界影响。
It turns to be the evil to attack our Christian life also.
这些也会慢慢变成恶者来攻击我们的。
We have to be aware on this matter too.
所以我们也要在这方面警醒。
Let's look at the one verse, Psalm chapter 17.
我们再来看诗篇的十七篇。
Psalm 17.
诗篇十七篇。
Verse 14 and 15.
十四节十五节。
Psalm 17, 14, and 15.
诗篇十七篇十四十五节。
From man with thy hands, O Lord, from man of the world.Whose portion is in this life, and whose belly thou dost fill with thy treasures. They are satisfied with the children, and they leave their abundance, their babies. And 15. As for me, I shall behold thy face in the righteousness. I will be satisfied with thy likeness when I awake. And here the verse 14 and 15 that David described.He doesn't want to belong to the world. He doesn't want to follow the influence of the world.
在这里写诗的大卫，他不想把自己啊属于这个世界。
Verse 14 explained that what is the world looks like.
在十四节就告诉我们说这个世界是像什么样子的。
And people seeking money.
人们都是在追求财富。
People are satisfied with the children.
他们有了儿女就满足了。
And also they said, and the whose belly though does fill that treasure, and they are satisfied with the children, leave their abundance to their babies, which is give them inheritance. So they own the one own their the worthy to the next generation.
就是他们为了下一代储存财富。
So here, verse 14 describes what all the people they rely on their life.
这十四节就告诉我们说，这个世界上的人是怎么样子去依靠，是依靠什么生活的。
But in the verse 15, he described his life is different. As for me, I shall behold thy face in righteousness. I will be satisfied with thy likeness when I awake. From even the early beginning of his life, in early mornings, he was seeking the God and his likeness.
这十五节就讲到大卫的心态，就是就算在清早。他要追求的就是看到神的形象。
This is a Christian life.
这个就是基督徒的生活。
This is the way we can deliver us from the evil.
这个就能够让我救我们脱离罪恶。
God continue help us in our life.
也求神不停的去帮助我们。
Keep us from evil, save us from evil, and deliver us from evil.
保守我们脱离凶恶。
And sin and evil always around us.
罪恶都一直在围绕着我们。
We have to pray for ourselves.
我们要为我们来祈求。
We have to pray for our church.
我们要为教会祈求。
So especially 21st century, there's sin is a prevail everywhere.
尤其是在二十一世纪，罪恶都是常有的。
Our true church stand firm in this world as a true church.
我们真耶稣教会要在这个世界站立的稳。成为真教会。
And then we have to prove that what is a true church means.
我们也要证明什么是真教会。
What is a true church looks like.
真教会是像什么样子的。
So that we can show the glory of God.
这样子的话，我们就能够 荣耀到神的名。
And through our life.
也借着我们的生命来荣耀神的名。
And let's sing him 336.
我们来唱赞美诗336首。坐。
Today we thought about the song, but deliver us from evil.
今天我们查考过说，当啊救我们脱离罪恶。
We need the determination of the, as here says, like a but deliver us, but such a strong commitment, determination against the evil.
我们要立志的去啊向神祈求救我们脱离凶恶。
And our determination, we need also need a helping of God.
虽然我们要有，我们要有。立志的心，但是我们还是要需要神的帮助。
Man's holding fist always cannot holding like this way 24 hours.
我们也不能够坚持这24小时。
God's helping is desperate.
但是神的帮助却是能够坚长久的。
So by the helping of God, we still can determine to follow God, so we can away and deliver us from evil.
所以借着神的帮助，我们就能够远离凶恶。
Now let us always remember we are different than this world.
我们也要了解到我们是跟这世界不同的。
And we belong to God.
我们也是属于神的。
We are the one who inherit the kingdom of God on the last day.
我们是要在末日承受天国的人。
That's why we have to preach the gospel at the same time.
所以我们同时也要传扬神的福音。
We do not let them to just die with a sin.
我们不能够让他们就这样子因为罪恶而死。
And also we have to be aware from this world, the sin, about such kind of philosophy and influence from this world.
我们也要警醒，不要被这个世界的思想潮流来影响。
And also, we have to be aware our own weakness within us.
我们也要警醒我们在我们里面的软弱。
Just like a tongue that we have, our speech.
就好像我们的舌头。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
And our limitation of our knowledge, but we choose to too much extreme to the either side.
也要注意警醒我们有限的知识。
Always we ask God to deliver us from evil.
所以我们要求神救我们脱离凶恶。
Let us kneel down, pray together.
我们一起来跪下祷告。
And pray for the coming of spiritual convocation in Bolden Park this March.
我们也要为三月份在伯恩教会举开的灵恩布道会代祷。
And also this Sunday, we have a church worker kind of workshop.
在这个礼拜天，我们教会也有教会负责人跟圣工人员的讲习会。
Let's kneel down, pray together.
我们一起来跪下祷告。